Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
Pat, first, thank you very much for your time and speaking to me on this. This is a great, good news story, and I love this when I heard about this. You got to explain exactly what's going on, because two of Canada's most, I would say, famous sports broadcasters are going to be doing something to help raise money and awareness, but at the same time, they're going to be doing something that they're not particularly, how do I put this, not one of their most favorite things that they want to do.
I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and it's for a great cause, for Jay's Care. And how it came about was we were doing a game one day, an afternoon game, and one of our television cameras caught the Edgewalkers on the CN Tower when the roof was open. And Buck Martinez said, we got to go up there sometime. And it kind of just came about. We started talking about it a little bit on the air. And we said, well, we should go up there. We should try and raise some money for Jay's Care. And it kind of mushroomed from there and started like that. And it just kind of, the ball started rolling. And some of the people at Jay's Care heard it and said, were you serious about that? And we said, absolutely. So they organized the whole thing and put it together and found a date and a time, and Jay's Care and the Toronto Blue Jays put it all together. And like I said, it's kind of mushroomed from there. Now Buck and I are excited about that, and it's under a week to go now. So it's kind of like, boy, that is awfully high up there. Are we sure we want to do that? And absolutely, I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Okay, now I got to ask you straight up. Are you scared to do this? I mean, is he scared to do this?
I think Buck is more than me. He lets on like, you know, it's not that big of a deal, but when he's up there crawling around on all fours, and I tease him about it all the time, I might be the one doing that. We see the Edgewalkers. Some of the things you do up there is you lean backwards over the edge of it, and another time you'll put your toes to the edge and lean forward and look at it. And right now, I refuse to do that. I don't think that's going to be a lot of fun. And they say one of the things, one of the sentences that I have learned so far in this whole thing is you have to trust that rope. Well, right now, sitting here in Boston, I don't think I'm going to trust that rope so much.
And here's the thing, too, because I'm dying to do this, and I'm hoping that actually in the next couple of weeks I'm going to get a chance to do it myself. But what are you doing to prepare for this? I mean, it's one thing when you guys are preparing for, you know, your great broadcasts, and again, you guys do a fantastic job in doing that for fans. But this is a whole different ball game, so how do you prepare for something like this?
You know what? You really can't. Some of the people from the Blue Jays said, you know, a bit of advice, try and go up there before you do it. But I want to feel that first rush. You know what I mean? I want it to be real, that first time, and have that feeling of being out there with nothing separating me and however far that is up there. And I want to feel that rush, and I want to, you know, be a part of that. We're going to take a camera crew up there with us, and they're going to record every, you know, feeling and saying and all that kind of stuff, and what it actually feels like to be out there by yourself, just being separated by a rope and a harness that's holding you. And I want to capture that on the air and then show it that night. And there's going to be, I think the top four donors are going to come out with us, and they'll be able to come out and enjoy that. I say enjoy, be a part of that experience out on the ledge out there. And I just think it'll be a lot of fun. It'll be exhilarating. It'll be exciting. It'll be breathtaking. And it's all for a great cause.
And that's what I want to get into, and thank you for that, because you mentioned again that four other top donors are going to be involved with you guys. Do you know how much money has been raised so far? And, of course, where does the money go to?
I'm not sure what has been raised so far, but they tell us they want to try and raise $50,000. And I'm not sure where we are. You can go to bluejays.com/edgewalk and get an update on that. And all of the proceeds for that will go to the Jay's Care Foundation. That's an outstanding charity that helps children throughout all of Canada. And, you know, the experience isn't just going out there and walking on a ledge. That's just part of it. After that, the top four donors and their friends, and I believe 20 people are going to meet us in a booth, one of the skyboxes at the Rogers Center, for a little meet and greet, and you can watch the ball game. And I'm sure we'll have them up to the booth and enjoy where we sit day after day to watch the game. Come into the booth and you know see what it's like to do a broadcast and get to share our stories of that day. So it's pretty much a whole day event that we're trying to put it all together for everybody. So hopefully people will be out there and they'll go to bluejays.com/edgewalk and make a donation, and hopefully it's a high one and that they'll be able to join us.
I mean, think about this. 1,168 feet above the ground.
Is that all?
That's all. That's where you're going to be.
That sounds like fun to me. I trust that rope, right?
Yeah, boy, talk about trusting that. They should give you that rope after you're done.
Telling you, we'll bronze it and I'll hang it in my trophy case after that and remember that, right?
One thing, though, I'm just curious, because it was Twitter followers that helped make this challenge happen. Is there any chance that you may be able to tweet during your walk, do you think? Is there any chance?
I'm sure someone will have something. I'll be holding on to that rope, so I won't be being able to push some buttons to tweet, but I'm sure one of the instructors, and I hear they're like monkeys up there kind of sliding around and swinging and hanging on and climbing around. They've been doing it before. I'm sure they'll have the ability to do something like that. That's a great idea. I'll ask them if they'll do that, and I'll tell them how it feels, but I don't know if I'll be able to sit there and, you know, tap it out on my cell phone to tell everybody what it's like.
Yeah, especially all you'll be tapping out is help, help, help.
Yeah, help me. Get me down from here. No, I think it'll be awesome.
Well, my friend, I'm going to be down there on the 25th to watch you do the walk, and I am wishing you all the luck in the world. I know you guys are going to do great, and I think it is a great cause. It's $50,000 being raised for the Jays Care Foundation, and, you know, what a great way to help out a charity. I think what you guys are doing are fantastic, and I also think that what you guys are showing that, fear. Don't fall into it. Go into it. I love it.
Some of us will do anything for that, but I think you're right. It's a great cause, and the Toronto Blue Jays do a great job through their Jays Care Foundation to help kids throughout all of Canada. Remember, that goes throughout all of Canada, and it's a wonderful cause, and I hope people will want to step up and be part of that and donate. You know, even if it's $5. You know, throw something out there, and it goes to a great cause for the kids. They do so many things for them, build parks and lights and for ball fields. And, you know, and it's not just in the Toronto area. Again, it's all throughout Canada. So it's a wonderful thing, and Buck and I are so excited to do it. It's next Wednesday, I believe, the 25th. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, my friend, like I said, I think this is a great cause, and congratulations for even stepping up to do this. Like I said, I'm going to be there, and I am looking so forward in seeing you guys accomplish this. Congratulations again.
Rudy, thanks so much, and I hope to see you out there on the ledge with us.
Well, they told me I can't actually be on the ledge, but I'm going to have to do it at a later time. Actually, my plan is I'm going to be doing it sometime in August. I think I'm going to try it the first week of August, somewhere around there, but I'm definitely going to be there rooting for you guys, and if they allow me to do it, trust me, I will be right there screaming just as loud as you do.
Excellent. I love it.
Thanks again, and we'll see you on Wednesday.
Okay, Rudy. Take care. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye now.